Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Derek, and that's LP, and we are live for another episode, The Halfway Point, in Season 1
and tonight,
is here, and this is our halfway show.
And tonight is actually a good show to announce that... Basically, what we're going to announce. I forgot for a second. My mind just went blank.
Today is a very historic day in our country. Today is a very good day for us in the world, really, but especially here in America in 2020. Today, something major happened. Every day is a blessing that we wake up, but today something special happened that made history.
It's a good day.
Again. For the first time in 9 years plus, we are headed to the ISS to meet up and land a rocket that's never been launched before onto the International Space Station. We heard from the president earlier. He is the first president ever to attend a launching of a rocket, has never been shot up into space before on American soil. So a big kudos to the president for seeing this vision through. He talked about it 3.5 years ago when he was running for office. 4 years ago, he was discussing the space program. We needed to get that back on its all four legs and start leading the world in space travel again. And here we are, headed to the ISS. Big shout out to Elon Musk and SpaceX for making this happen, as well as NASA, the astronauts. Everyone say a little prayer for the astronauts for their safety, but a very historic day. Me and LP watched the launch together. What did you think about the launch, LP? Wasn't it intriguing and cool?
Yeah, it was very amazing. Yeah, I've never seen that. That's my first time watching that. It was amazing, and it was pretty cool.
So I started watching probably 45 minutes or maybe an hour before launch. I think you came in right about half hour till launch, right?
Yeah, about a half hour, yeah.
It was very cool. It was very interesting. It's something I haven't seen since I was a little kid. And I thought it was very, very nice and a good token today with so much negativity going on and so much craziness going on, a pandemic, riots. This was a good thing for us today. Everyone needed that. So I'm very thrilled, very happy about it. Now, we heard the president say that this is step one in going back to the moon and then further with a launch pad to Mars. Hopefully we can get back to the moon. I think his target is 2024, if I'm not mistaken, right, LP?
Yeah, it was 2024 that he talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's very exciting news. So SpaceX, NASA, America headed to the space station. I'm actually excited to see more video of what the – because I like seeing the astronauts in the – I would like to see more of the astronauts in the Dragon, they call it, right? That's the name of it, the Dragon?
Yeah, the Dragon, yeah. That's what it's called, yeah.
They took their outfits off, something I've never seen happen. I've never seen them take, like, their astronaut suits off. It's amazing because I feel like we have more cameras. We have more access and more cameras and more technology to, like, reach them and talk to them. And I know that we've always been able to talk to them and stuff, but have we ever been able to see them this much that you can remember?
No, that I don't know.
Yeah, so it's
I've never really followed it like this.
Yeah, me either. So tomorrow at 10:27 a.m. I think is their target for whenever they did the math, and they're traveling slightly faster. I think 17,000 miles an hour or something. The space station is it like 16,000?
No, the space station is traveling 17,000.
The Dragon's traveling a little faster because it's catching it.
I thought it was the opposite.
No, it's not. It's the opposite because the Dragon has to catch up to the space station and then meet it at a certain point when they cross and then land on it. And they did the math and they said at 10:27 that'll happen. So we're just going around Earth in that thing until we catch it. And they're only catching it slowly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting stuff. I like the lingo that they was using and stuff. So hopefully everything works out. They get a lot of work done, and we move on to the next chapter of space travel. That's a very interesting topic. I don't know too much about the details. I'm going to be learning a lot about it here while this is going on, though. It's something that me and LP will get smarter on to be able to report good, accurate news and be able to talk about it in depth more with you guys as time goes on. If you do want to see the launch and you missed it, you can check that out. I shared it on our Facebook page. LP will tell you where you can find our Facebook page at.
On Unfiltered Radio Podcasting, basically, that's our Facebook page. Basically, it's on there right now as we speak. So, yeah, just go on there and basically just click on it, and you'll basically get it.
Yep, you'll be able to watch the launch at any time, so definitely check that out. We shared it from a source. I forget where exactly it came from, the live YouTube stream or something.
Yeah, it's a live YouTube stream.
Unfiltered.
Yep.
While you're on Unfiltered Radio Podcasting, drop us a like, look at all of our stuff, give us some comments, feedback, stuff that you enjoy, and some stuff that you might not enjoy that you disapprove of, but definitely give us feedback, drop us a like. Also tonight, we got about 8 minutes left in this show. So also tonight, I want to touch on the UFC fight night that me and LP is going to watch live at 9 o'clock on ESPN. That's coming up in about 20 minutes or so. We have a great card, 5 good fights. I'm excited about 3 of them because I know some of the fighters I've watched before in 3 of the fights. Starting out with Mackenzie Dern and... Oh, I forgot her name. Mackenzie Dern's fighting. I forget who she's fighting, but I'm a big fan of Mackenzie Dern. I hope she gets the job done with some great, badass ground and pound. Also, I'm excited to see Brock Weaver make his UFC debut. This is a guy that my buddy Brandon was very high on coming out of the Contender Series. He actually put me on him. He actually... told me about him, so shout out to Brandon the Beast Wood. Go on Facebook and drop him a like on his Beast Mode page. I'm an admin on that page as well, so join the group there. We got the Beast Mode group and a gaming channel as well. But Brock Weaver grew up on a reservation, I think it was, a Native American reservation. Don't know where, forget where, but he's an up-and-comer, has a record of 15-4. I got a very good feeling about the kid. I really think he's going to be outstanding and has a great future, very bright future in MMA, in the UFC. So congrats to him for making it to the UFC, getting that contract. That's the hardest part. Now let's see what he can do in his debut against a very game opponent who's talked a lot of trash. That's an interesting fight. I'm very pumped about that fight. And, you know, last but not least, the third fight that I'm excited about is the main event. Tyrone Woodley, former welterweight champion of the world. Have you ever seen him fight, LP?
No, I know who he is, but I've never seen him fight, no.
Very good fighter, very powerful. He can knock you out. To get the title, he knocked out Robbie Lawler in a flash knockout situation using explosive power, and they clipped him with a hook and put him down. I mean, it was out of nowhere with his power, explosiveness, speed. He also beat Darren Till, who I'm very high on. Darren Till is one of my favorite fighters. He beat Darren Till and defended the title. Then he lost the title to Kamaru Usman. He got just beaten every aspect of fighting, stand-up, wrestling, you name it. But since then, he's taken a step back. He's leveled up, I think, so to speak, you can call it. He's leveled up. He's trained hard. He's hungry. Seems to be hungrier than ever and looking to make a splash. But let me tell you something. He's coming back against this guy, Gilbert Burns. Gilbert Burns is very, very powerful. Make no mistake about it. He can knock you out. He can catch you, knock you out. Both these guys got heavy, explosive power. And I'm not even sure who wins the grappling game. Gilbert Burns is a world-class jiu-jitsu practitioner who will submit the best of the best. And he's coming off a big win against Demian Maia. Shout out to Demian Maia, who's in his 40s, still competing at a high, high level, who's fought world-class athletes all the way from Anderson Silva to Gilbert Burns. You know, it's just amazing what that guy's done. But he put Demian Maia to sleep with a knockout. And I'm very, very excited for that fight. I'm actually going to pick the upset, which to me is not an upset. I'm picking Gilbert Burns to shock the world, which I don't know if it'd be a shock to the world or not. Apparently, it would be, but it wouldn't be a shock to me. I think Gilbert Burns is going to beat Woodley. I'm not sure if it's going to be by knockout or if it's going to be by submission, but I think he gets it done. Maybe it's a decision. Who knows? But I'm very excited for that fight. You excited for tonight's card, LP?
Nah, because I don't know any of these people.
Bones talking there. LP's going to be learning a lot of MMA tonight about the new guys that he hasn't seen since stepping away from MMA. But hopefully we get to see some submissions. I know LP's a blue belt in jiu-jitsu under Dan Semler. Shout out to Dan Semler, right?
Yep.
So I know LP likes to see submissions, and hopefully we get that taken care of tonight. We've got about 4 minutes remaining. LP, is there anything you want to tell the people listening?
No, not really.
All righty.
Not really.
We're gonna head out. We're gonna check out the UFC fights. We're gonna have a snack. We're gonna sit back, chill, relax, enjoy a great night of fights. We're also gonna be taking a look and keeping up with the space launch. And also, me and LP, I don't want to discuss what we also have been doing. But we're working on something. Hopefully it turns out very good. We're working on a project for the show here. We're watching some documentaries, some different parts of documentaries. I don't want to specify which ones as of right now. But we're also going to finish that up and really think. And we have another part of it that we have to do. There's three parts, really, even though there's only two. There's really three because there's a special part. But next week, hopefully we can air that episode for you guys. I'm going to send some emails out after we wrap the viewing up, and hopefully we can get a response and maybe get some feedback or something for that show. But we're definitely planning a good show that's going to be sports entertainment oriented. I think LP knows what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. So hopefully we can get that done.
I know he's very excited about it. He's still nervous about speaking, but he's going to open up. He's very excited about it, right? Yeah, he's very pumped about it. And hopefully we can tie that into an interview. I don't know if that'll be possible, but we'll see. We'll see. But we're definitely working hard, grinding hard for you guys. This is our halfway point in our season. We got 8 episodes left in the season, 7 episodes before our season finale. We're going to try to get an interview. We're definitely going to have an interview for season one. But the question is who and how many. So the next 7 shows, they're going to be better. And next week or this week coming, our shows will be as followed. We will have one show on Tuesday. And then another show next Saturday. So Tuesday and a week from now, Saturday, we will have those shows. Maybe we'll do that special show that we got planned on Saturday, but who knows? Stuff might get pushed around a little bit. We'll see how it goes. But we're going to head out, watch some fights. Check us out on Unfiltered Radio Podcasting. This is another good 15-minute segment from Derek and LP. Any final thoughts or words, LP?
Nope.
Alrighty, so until next time, I'm Derek. That's LP.
This is LP.
Love and harmony. We'll see you on the other side. And we're definitely going to be talking about what happened with this space launch on Tuesday. So have a good Sunday tomorrow. Hope you're all enjoying your weekend. And we will see you on our next show Tuesday evening.